First, let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hello, Onanta.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. 'Tis the season for travel trends. It seems that everybody's coming out with their travel trends and predictions for 2026. This one is from the folks at Skyscanner. Surveyed more than 20,000 travelers, so a large group input of travelers and travel industry people. So Let's start with the destinations, because I think maybe the destinations might explain some of the trends that they're talking about.
Right. So the hotspots for 2026, Canadians are eyeing warm, authentic destinations. The Azores, St. Kitts, St. Lucia, Guadalajara, and even closer to home gems like Comox and Victoria. And I was lucky enough to visit Comox for the first time in early spring this year. And I agree, it's a beautiful destination. And if you could go.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
For best value destinations, they include Lyon, Dublin, and Seoul. And what it's showing is that their travelers are kind of balancing their wanderlust with their wallet. And they've also shown huge interest in places that mix culture, coastlines, and city life. And so some of the top rising spots include what we've just discussed, and as well as Portugal. Portugal, you know, for me as a travel advisor, that's one of the top destinations for 2025 that people are going to. And experiencing it myself, it's a beautiful destination, good walking places to go to, great jump off to go on a river cruise to explore the Douro as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, going back to your top 10 list, St. Kitts, I agree. That's my favorite Caribbean island. St. Lucia, I love as well. And you're right about Comox and even Victoria. One oddity that stood out was Gander. Like, I've never been, so I don't want to say anything, but it kind of, you know, when you look at places like Victoria and Lyon, France and Portugal and Caribbean and those places, like, Gander?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, I had the wonderful opportunity to explore Newfoundland this year.
Mm-hmm.
And Gander is on everybody's, I guess, tip of the tongue when you're there, because that's where that show is, or the play is for Come Away or Come Something.
Come from Away.
Right, yes. And that's when, you know, at 9/11, they welcome, mm-hmm. for such a small community, so many planes and people who were displaced because of the unfortunate events of that day. So I think it protects a very warm place for people because it's a safe place and it's a welcoming place. And just Newfoundland in itself is a beautiful destination with people that are beautiful in itself.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very amazing. And mm-hmm. I would encourage people to go there.
Yes, I wasn't making fun of Gander. It just kind of...
No.
It's an oddity with those places.
Well, you know what? Before that situation happened and the play came out, I can't say that I could recommend Gander with, oh, yeah, let's go to Gander.
And that kind of does a little bit go hand in hand with some of the trends. And, you know, the list of... They have seven trends. One is bookbound. And I'm just going to add that film as well, movies and plays like Come From Away, or people, they read about destinations, they see about destinations on television shows, movies and that what, and it makes them want to go there.
Right. And I definitely can attest to this. I have clients that are huge Harry Potter fans, or they have watched the Outlander series and are, you know, wanting to go to Scotland. So, yes. And other travel trends include glowmat, seek skincare and self-care experiences abroad. And I can agree with this because I love going to a spa, and why not enjoy your holiday being pampered? Another one is called Altitude Shift. It's where mountains are the new beaches, and this is where travelers want peace and nature and serenity year round. And we're so lucky, living in Calgary, because we have Banff, right? Not that far from us, so we can attest to that. And then Family Miles, so that's multi-generational trips, and where families are going together to seek togetherness, yes, as well as savings. And it's all these terms are so interesting to me. Catching flights and feelings. And it says here, 50% travel to meet new people and make meaningful connections. And I'm surprised it's only 50%. Really, at the end of the day, it's all about connections. And then destination check-in. Hotels are the new destinations, and people choose places because of unique stays. And you can really find that, where when you see a term or a accommodation that says boutique, that's where I find that it could be small and have lots of history, and there's some relevance to it in the place that you're going to. And the other one is shelf discovery. So culinary curiosity. 58% of travelers explore supermarkets abroad to discover local flavors. And again, I find myself that I kind of like to roam in different places. We're in grocery stores just to see what they offer, maybe a little spice package to bring home. It's quite amazing, these new terms, but they are relevant with regards to what people are seeking. And it's interesting because it also tells us in this survey that 62% of Canadians say flight cost determines where they go, and 70% are budgeting the same or more for travel next year. So, Canadians in 2026 aren't just booking trips. You hear this word a lot. They're curating experiences to express who they are. So it's not just about ticking off countries. It's about storytelling, self-expression, and connection. And what's interesting, they're saying, it's not about passport stamps, it's about personal stories. Well, with this new EES system in Europe, where it's all biometrics now, unfortunately, it's
There are
not,
no
you don't
more
get.
passport stamps.
I know. I think, am I sad about that? Yes, I go through my passports. Those are my biggest souvenirs. I love seeing where I went.
Well, you're right. There are a lot of interesting trends that they're talking about. The one is the destination check-in, talking about where the hotel is more of the destination. And I like hotels with a lot of history behind them, and there's stories behind them, and they become part of the destination themselves. And the family miles, we've talked about that with generational travel. And I do like going to the markets too, like not necessarily the supermarket chains, but just to like the local markets, just to see what their foods are and what they eat. And we all have to eat anyways, right? So that's part of the travel experience as well.
Right. And I think you make a really good point, because, even at home, farmers markets are kind of a destination, on our weekends and so on. But when you go to the farmers markets or the local markets, when you're visiting a certain place, it's kind of fun. And if you have an accommodation where you can, self-cater, it's kind of fun to pick up local produce and different kinds of foods to cook up on your own. Again, you can save some money that way as well.
Very true. I never thought of it that way as well. But yes, there are more accommodations that have, mini kitchens and that type of thing, where you can sort of serve up your own food. And even if you don't have to cook it, like things like cheeses and those things that you can just store in a mini fridge and have them for a snack to get the local flair.
And it's fun too. I know when a lot of people snowbird in Mexico, and they go to different markets, and it's nice to just pick up sometimes ready-made meals, so you could just enjoy it as well.
And also interesting too, the cost of the flights. I would agree with that. Like, if I'm thinking of a destination, the first thing I look for is how much does it cost to get there?
Right. Yes.
And that's why it's sometimes good to sign up for, you know, there's some websites where you can sign up to watch your flight kind of thing, right? I'm thinking of Hopper, where you can, they'll watch the flight for you, send you a notice and say that, hey, there's a good price on this flight right now. You might want to book it now instead of, you know, a couple months from now.
Yeah, lots of different, and you know, we talked about this in the past, for research, AI always pops up different ideas, or ChatGPT. But at the end of the day, you know, always make sure you talk to your travel professional, because they can really give you real time inventory and prices, and, you know, even suggest maybe going a different date or a different day, or a different time of day to reflect some savings as well. There's so much information out there. Sometimes it's confusing. So always good to have your travel advisor handy.
Very good advice. Onanta Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. You can check out her website, onantaforbes.com. Always great to chat, Onanta. Thank you.
Thank you.